High school.
Okay.
Yeah. That's amazing.
My name is Alexandra Alvarez.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Rina.
Rina, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Haruka.
I'm Elina.
Elina.
Yes.
May I have your name?
Yes.
I'm Pearl.
I'm Takumi. Nice to meet you.
Okay, this interview might be broadcasted on a local radio. Is there any information you don't want to be broadcasted, such as your name, nationality, the name of your college, major, or something?
I accept it.
No, everything's fine.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Okay.
Only for 3 weeks? Yes, because that was not already in that point.
And may I have your name?
Oh, I'm Takumi. We already did.
That's fine.
It's okay.
I don't
have
things to do, so I'm here.
But it is your first visit abroad.
Can we ask, what country are you from?
I'm from Canada.
I'm actually from Japan. Yeah, I'm Japanese, yes.
He's from Japan.
Yeah, I'm Japan. But I lived in Hawaii like for 3 years, so yeah. But I'm Japanese. I'm Japanese. I have a Japanese passport.
Stop coming to university.
How long have you been in Japan?
4 months.
Yeah. 22 years. Oh, no, actually, no, minor 3 years, so maybe like 19 years. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
There's
yeah, there was like calculations here.
Didn't you do a year abroad as well in
Hawaii? Oh yeah, I did. And then actually, a couple of years ago, I studied abroad to Hawaii too. Yeah, like from here. I mean, Hokkaido University too. So like, it was like 10-month study abroad program. So like, it's gonna be like 18 years.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't want to calculate. Okay, cool. Anyway.
Complicated math.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like
history or social or biology,
physics.
Don't know.
But they don't teach it
too
much.
But
I really want to learn.
What are you studying here?
Back home in Canada, I'm studying linguistics, and then here I'm just studying Japanese language as an exchange student for 4 months.
So here, I'm studying English language and literature, but as a side, actually, I'm also studying English education. So I'm taking a lot of education classes as well. Yeah.
Do you like the climate of Hokkaido?
The climate is very similar to where I'm from, so yes, I do like the climate of Hokkaido.
Well, it's kind of hard because I was in Hawaii and it's totally different, so like, but I think, yeah, it's pretty good, but except the winter season, it's pretty terrible, you know, so snowing and blizzard and stuff like that, but other than that, I'm really good. I mean, the summer season is really nice as well, so I really like the climate as well. Yeah.
Is it true that Japan is one of the surfest countries in the world?
One of the what?
The whitest?
Oh, the southest.
Southeast.
Safest.
I was like, it's okay, not the southest.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. It's my bad.
Okay. Yes. I think it is one of the safest countries in the world.
Why do you think so?
Well, when I was in Fukuoka, I left my bag in a train station, and like 20 minutes later when I realized it, yeah, I went to Lost and Found, and they're like, oh, is it green? I was like, yes. It's like, it's over there. I'm like, yeah. And it was the important bag. It had everything I needed. Yeah. So I think Japan's quite safe.
Yeah, that's a good reason. Yeah, I think so. But Hawaii was also really safe as well. I mean, compared to like any other American cities and countries. So like, it's kind of hard to say. But why I think Japan is so safe? Yeah, as I said, like, if I lost something, I can just get it back really immediately, and then I actually don't need to pay as well. So, like, it's a pretty nice thing. So, like, a couple days ago, actually, I thought, like, I lost my bicycle or something. And I was actually parking my bicycle in front of the station, but, like, I thought I lost my bicycle. And I just went to the police, and I thought, like, oh, I just lost my bicycle, so could you help me or something? And then they were so kind, and they just tried to trace my, like, a tracking number on the bicycle, and then he actually really helped me out, and then I actually don't need to pay as well. So, like, that's a really nice place, I guess. I'm sorry, it's just a crappy example or something, but like, I really think the Japan is a really safe place. Yeah, sorry.
How about you?
Yeah.
Do you think it is a safe place?
Yes. Actually, I lost my bicycle yesterday.
There's an epidemic.
Yeah. So did you got your back already?
Not yet.
Safe.
Well, yes, I think it's safe.
Who is the most famous Japanese person in your country?
You get to go first.
There's so many Japanese, like, I don't know, but... Hi.
インターネットに写真を載せてもいいですか。大丈夫。OK。なんかやってる雰囲気ないかな。なんかしてる雰囲気。ナチュラル。
Oh man, you should go first.
Okay.
In Hawaii.
I think I'll say Ichiro, because I really like to play baseball as well, and I also like to watch it. So, and then I think Ichiro is a really nice player, and then yeah, he's like playing well in the States as well. So, like, I really admire him. So, like, I think that Ichiro is the best player in Japan. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So in Canada, anime and stuff is very famous. I don't watch very much. So there's a lot of people in Japan, or in Canada, who would know a lot of really famous Japanese people. But I would say Ghibli, as the theater is quite famous in Canada. Yeah. Quick question. Who is the most famous Canadian person in Japan?
Justin Bieber.
Or like American.
We could do American.
Yeah, American Canadians.
American Canadian.
Yeah,
very similar. No, Justin Bieber. Who?
I know. Bruno Mars is from Hawaii, so it's our.
Oh yeah,
Bruno
yeah.
Mars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're fine. Good.
Or any other questions?
You don't have to have them.
Do you think Japanese is difficult for you?
Yes.
It is a difficult language, is yes. The lack of quotas is complicated. The fact that, like, McDonald's in Japanese is Makudonaldo, and that they're totally different, and so that is difficult to think of. So katakana words, every time I see one, I sound it out, and then I look it up in the dictionary, and I still am not convinced that that's what it is.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Don't you think so? Right? It's rich, right? So like, when you guys learn English, it's kind of hard to like pronounce katakana words into English. And stuff. It's totally different, right?
Yeah. And for you, English is difficult.
It's so difficult. Like when I was junior high, like I don't know, you guys like high school, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, when I was junior high and just I actually went to Hawaii when I was like 13 or like 14 or something like that. And at the time I actually my English was like really, really bad. I actually couldn't like even pronounce like the word and stuff like that. So like I actually went to the local junior high and also the Japanese high school, the Japanese junior high as well. So like I was just going to the junior high school. So like, you know, at the one place I have to speak in English and the other place I have to speak in Japanese, and so like, the culture is totally different and then the people are so different. So like it was so hard to adjust myself to the two different like polar opposite like cultures and the languages as well. And then in terms of English, you know, as you guys know, the Japanese and English are totally different. I mean, in terms of the structure and the vocabulary and then pronunciation and anything, everything is so different. So like, yeah, it was so hard to... The first pronouncing is really hard because you have to like shape your mouth differently when you speak. Like, you have to use your tongue, you have to use your lip a lot more when you speak in English. So like, but in Japanese, we actually don't use any like tongue and lip. So like, it was really hard. Yeah. But now, maybe, well, once you get used to it, you can just the sound natural or something. But it took a lot of time for me to get an English sound and stuff. Yeah.
How about you? Do you think English is hard?
You guys are so good.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what makes you really hard to learn English? Like, what kind of like aspects of like grammar?
Grammar.
What about grammar?
Today we learned that past tense.
Just give us examples.
I had been to.
Oh, past participle. I had been to the store.
The store.
For example, I don't know.
Okay,
just learned it today.
Yes.
And that was so hard for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to ask, do you study some other foreign language? Or if you're not, what language would you like to learn?
I am not studying another language, but I'd be interested in learning Norwegian. Norwegian, yes. My great-great-grandfather and great-great-grandmother came to Canada from Norway. And my last name is Norwegian, so I've always been interested in Norway.
Wow. And you're learning actually Japanese.
And I'm learning Japanese.
Yeah, you're learning Japanese. I'm teaching Japanese to her. I used to learn Spanish and then I used to kind of speak a lot more, but now I can just introduce myself a little bit. But I just gave up studying, so like maybe I think I cannot speak Spanish anymore, but I can just introduce myself, but that's it. Okay. And then and actually my father is Korean. So like I supposed to speak in Korean, but like I don't speak Korean because my father actually didn't speak to me in Korean. So like, yeah. So I think that's the time to start Korean maybe from now, because I kind of wanna learn Korean because like my father is Korean.
Yeah, so was your dad like born in Korea?
Yeah. But actually, he was like an immigrant or something. So like he completely changed like his nationality. So he's now Japanese, and he has a Japanese passport as well. But and she actually doesn't have any Korean accent when he speaks in Japanese. So like I actually didn't notice that he was like Korean up until when I was like high school or something. So like he was kind of hiding all the time. So yeah. But now I really wanna speak Korean and stuff. It was like a couple years ago I went to Korea, and then you know. Because of that, I actually couldn't speak in Korean at all. But even though, like, I really look like a kind of Japanese and then kind of Korean as well. So, like, everybody just speak to me in Korean. But I was like, I'm so sorry. But I can just either speak in Japanese or in English. I'm so sorry. I was like, it's kind of embarrassing. So, like, I really want to speak in Korean too. Yeah.
my older sister and my younger sister were traveling in Europe and in Switzerland. So in Switzerland, there's three major languages. So German and French are the official languages, and then they also speak English, and I think also Italian. So, but everyone at the store, with my older sister, they would speak to her in Spanish because they thought she was Hispanic. And we're not Hispanic at all, but it was just kind of funny.
What is the biggest problem when you came to Japan?
So in Canada, I know a lot of Japanese people, and so I, for some reason, had this assumption that all Japanese people speak English. They speak English really well, yeah. And so, no, no. And so just realizing that, for one thing, the Japanese I had wasn't enough, and then also that people were not going to understand my English, and I was not going to understand theirs if they even tried. And so, I mean, but thankfully, all restaurants have pictures, and they use the American English menus. So, especially when I was traveling by myself, I would just be like, "Dozo," because I can eat everything. It's fine. Yes, your English is very good.
Yeah. I really think so, right?
Yes, I agree.
Lying, actually.
No, it is very good. Yeah. How about you in Hawaii? What was your...
Hawaii. What is the question again? Sorry.
The most difficult thing.
Language, culture, and then the laziness of the local people. They're so slow and lazy all the time, and it's never happened in Japan. Everything is on time in Japan, but not there, actually. Like 30 minutes late bus and then 1 hour and stuff like that. So like, they're like so slow, and that really makes me crazy about it. Like, just I don't even want to think about it. But yeah, they were so hard to adjust myself into that environment. And other than that, but I feel like I will struggle with like the language a lot more. But like, I don't know why, but like, I could actually like master English pretty earlier than I expected. So like, and also like the people in Hawaii speak English kind of slowly,
right,
compared to the American people in the mainland. So like, it was also a really good thing for me to like, yeah, just speak and then just get used to the English. Yeah. Yeah. So I really like Hawaii. Yeah. And I'm going to go back to Hawaii to study the graduate study, like work and stuff. So like, yeah, I hope to go back there soon.
Were there different struggles when you went as an exchange student as when you went as a
junior high
student?
When I studied abroad to Hawaii, my English level was really high already. So like, I could actually speak in English at the time. So like, actually, I didn't have like any problem with the language at the time. But the one problem that I had when I studied abroad is like, to make friends out there. I don't know why, but like, in the college, actually, there are so many people, not only from America, but also like so many people from different countries. I mean, European people and Asian, Korean, Chinese and stuff like that. So like, you know, like I'm Japanese, and then even though I grew up in, even though like I lived in Hawaii for 3 years, but it was kind of hard to like make friends with the kind of international people, like people from different countries other than America. So like, they have like, you know, their own identity, and they have their own ideas and stuff like that. So like, you know, like in the class, like they speak really a lot more than the Asian people and stuff. Like, even though I kind of wanted to try to like cut in, but like they actually didn't give me like any room to do that. So like, it was kind of hard to like express myself in, especially in the classroom. Yeah, and that's why actually it's also really hard to make friends with them. So yeah, something like that. Yes, yeah, it's more like academic side of problem. Yeah.
Have any of you traveled outside of Japan?
Yeah.
I've been some places, but usually I don't know, I went to countries where they speak in my language, so I don't remember that I had a big problem, but I went to England once, and I was just 9 years old, actually, so I couldn't, when I got lost once, and I couldn't do anything. I didn't know how to say, and yeah, so that was a problem.
Actually, I went to Hawaii once.
Oh, cool.
So, the Honolulu, maybe, okay. Maybe. And in the elevator, I was in the elevator with my brother, and somebody came into there, and she asked me to how old is my brother. Then, but I can't understand that at the time. My English is really, yeah. So that was the problem.
That's the problem.
What cultural differences were you surprised by?
I'm sorry, I didn't pay attention.
What cultural differences were you surprised by?
It actually connects with what Takumi was saying earlier. Last weekend, I went on like a field trip organized by Japanese students, and there was like this game thing we were doing. I didn't realize it at the time, but like me and the other international student, when we had an opinion on something, we just said and we gave our reasons and whatever. But the Japanese students, they just listened, and even if they knew we were wrong, they just went with it. And so realizing that, especially in Canada and the West, in a university environment, a lot of what you do is question stuff and talk about stuff and like give your reasons. Whereas for Japanese people, that's very difficult. And that, yeah, yeah, that surprised me. Yeah.
Yeah. I totally agree with her because I also had the same experience when I studied abroad. So like, even though like I live in Hawaii and it's been 3 years, I still Japanese. So like, and also like I went to like Hokudai before I go to study abroad. So like, I just took a lot of classes only in Japanese. So like, you know, I just studied with many Japanese students. So like, they actually don't like speak up in the classroom. I think maybe they're because shy and then stuff like that. So like, and then I went and studied abroad, and I just took a lot of class with American people. So like, I really surprised because they're like so talkative in the classroom. They just speak up all the time and just raise their hands and stuff like that. But I was kind of hesitated to do that because even though like I understand what the teacher says, but I was not getting used to like speak up my opinion or like express myself in the classroom. So like there is kind of hesitations with me all the time. I thought I'm so Japanese and stuff like, yeah. So like, yeah, I think that's the big cultural difference, especially in the university. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think? What is the most useful Japanese word?
Most useful Japanese word?
Daijoubu.
Yeah. And
waribikiken?
Yeah, she really likes the word waribikiken.
It's fun to say.
Yeah.
Waribikiken. It just rolls off your tongue.
Yeah. Useful word. What else? Yeah. I don't know.
Onegaishimasu.
Oh yeah, onegaishimasu. Shitsureishimasu. Kind of polite form, I guess.
Sumimasen.
Yeah. We can just say sumimasen.
Yeah, it means everything.
Yeah.
In Canada, sorry is almost the same thing. We use it for everything.
Or like, excuse me.
Yeah.
So what do you think? You guys, like, what is the Japanese really used for you guys?
Ganbare.
Ganbare.
Ganbare. Yes. Yeah, that is a very useful word. Yes.
I like Sorena. Is sort of this now. Sorena?
Sorena. Sorena. Like, that's right, like right on.
All right.
Yeah.
It's got a somewhat. It's got a somewhat. That's a good word.
I often use Nanka.
Nanka?
Nanka.
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 Nanka. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Nanka. Nanka.
Nanka.
Nanka.
Something, something.
So just like a filler word.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. So when you think something, but you just
don't
come up with some idea.
Nanka.
Nanka. Like, yeah. I think like. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Maybe do that in English. So how about in English? What do you think is the most useful word in English?
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
That is also a very useful word in Japanese.
Yeah. That's true.
Only three.
Are you interested in traveling abroad?
Yeah.
Where would you like to go?
I want to go to England.
Yeah, which part?
London's
very nice.
I want to go to California in the United States.
Yes. He's actually from California.
Oh.
Sorry,
yeah.
How about you?
I want to go to New Zealand.
I'm going there in August.
For me?
Yes, with my sister.
I want to visit country Europe. I want to study English abroad too.
So you guys wanna come to Hokkaido in the future? Hopefully. She's like,
it's a good school.
I want to go to America to exchange.
Yeah. Oh, directly? Exchange.
For like the full 4 years?
Really? Like after you graduate from high school here, you're just straight to the Americans. Wow, that's cool. Wow.
Yeah. One of my friends that goes to my home university in Alberta, she's Japanese. She's doing a 4 year biology degree, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. All in English.
You definitely improve your English.
Yes, you have very good English.
You can just make a lot of friends from America. Yeah. It's really nice.
Why do you wanted to study in Japan?
I've always been interested in different cultures. As a child, I grew up going to church, and I got to know lots of missionaries who'd gone to different countries. One of the countries that one of the older couples in my church had lived in for quite a while was Japan. And so I remember them coming back on furlough, and then when they came home, their friends from Japan would come as well. So I've always really interested in Japan. And and then at university I started studying Japanese, and I wanted to study Japanese in Japan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So why did you go to Hawaii on an exchange?
Okay. So like here, I'm in Hokkaido. I'm studying English language and literature, and as a side, I'm also learning English education. So like, I want to teach English to the Japanese student in the future. So, and then University of Hawaii, Manoa, that's the place that I studied abroad, is really famous for the second language studies, and which is all about the English education or like any other second language education. So like, there are actually so many really famous faculties and students as well, and they're so
intellectual and they're pretty genius. So like I could study out there with so many like great people, and then I really could acknowledge what is the like effective way of teaching English, or like especially I was focusing on like teaching spoken English in Japan, because I think like the Japanese English education is really imbalanced. So like, you know, they're like too much focusing on the grammar or structure knowledge. So like I really want to introduce like something about like spoken English and enhancement in the Japanese education. So like that was the reason that I went, that why I studied abroad to the yeah.
We say that University of Hawaii.
University of Hawaii.
Yeah, sorry. Here is HU, right? Hokkaido University.
Yes.
HU.
HU, yeah.
Hawaii is like the UH.
Yeah.
It's the backwards.
You can teach us grammar.
Grammar.
I think now it depends on people, because they...
Oh, that's cool.
You okay?
Yes.